Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sanctions on the Russian aggressor. Effective? Question mark. There are many moving numbers here, projections of what Russia will not earn in the future because of its energy bounty and because of its financial maneuvering with regard its not allies, but not enemies either. A large part of the world that has stayed away from the sanctions regime, led by the United States and NATO and the European states. To help me understand what needs to be done, what can be done to tighten on Russia's ability to earn money and pay for its war machine, I welcome Peter Doran, an adjunct fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the author of, most recently, Breaking Rockefeller on the Rise of Russian Oil. Peter, a very good evening to you. I learned from a recent publication, Ruble Rumble, by the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, that there are two major areas, financial and energy. And I want to start with financial. The SWIFT system allows the banks of the earth to do business with each other in a trusted fashion. Russia is off the SWIFT system. That was straightforward. But it's on an alternative called the SFS. What is SFS and what needs to be done to make SFS not work for Russia? Good evening to you.
John, it is so great to talk with you this evening. I think you hit the nail on the head. So me and my co-author and I, John Hardy at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, we put out this major report. It is a piece of serious scholarship called The Ruble Rumble. And in that document, we unpack the offensive and defensive strategies that we can take to deny Russia the means of waging its war against Ukraine in the first place. And John, I think it's important for us to understand that this war for Ukraine, it affects us all because Russia's economic weapons are not just exclusively directed at Ukraine. They're directed at the international system, that financial system that America has led for decades. And that is Putin's goal. So Putin has said for many years now, he wants to create an alternative economic world to the one that America leads. And he is attacking the dollar. He is attacking the ways in which our banks talk to each other. And so that's why I think money is so important. So think about how you send money around the world. You use a wire transfer. Well, right now in the West, we use this thing called the SWIFT system. It's essentially how banks talk with each other and transfer money. Russia has been denied access in the main to that system. And so they're looking to set up alternatives. And so they've joined with Iran, for starters, to set up this alternative to SWIFT, this alternative to our system. And the answer should be no. And I think one of the main takeaways from our policy recommendations, the thing we can do right now that would have a lot of support, I think, in Congress and certainly in the wider West, is to slam the door on Russia's attempt to create an alternative to our financial system.
It's called SPFS. I shortened it too much. It has 331 users as of January 2022, 338 by March of 2022. Who are they? Where are they? Are they still, is it growing, Peter?
We think it's growing. So after people started paying attention to what Putin was doing, they stopped listing all of the members, mainly because I think a lot of the people who are using the system are afraid of being sanctioned themselves, and they should be. So what we do know is that Russia is trying to outflank us. Russia is adapting. Russia is trying to grow more resilient. And we, from a policy perspective, should slam the door on that attempt. And we should say, you must choose. You must choose to either do business with Russia and Iran, or you can do business with Europe and the United States. I think this is an important moment in time to actually come to brass tacks and make banks choose. Because, John, right now, I don't think Vladimir Putin cares very much about the sanctions, but we should make his bankers care. We should make the people who hide his money care. And that is the key.
So sanctions on the users of the SPFS system. And right now, that has not happened. Is that correct, Peter?
That is correct. And the good part here is it is an easy legislative fix. Right now, Congress can make this change and it can say, under existing statutes. If you utilize this system, you can lose access to Western financial markets. Boom, drop the hammer on that.
Now we go to the energy sector. Two parts. Rosatom, which is Russia's nuclear energy superstar. It's a money earner for Russia these many years, building nuclear-powered energy plants. Rosatom, however, has not been sanctioned, to my understanding of your document. Why not, Peter?
Because nuclear power is a very complex thing, John. So what we say is it is time to get off the dependence on Russian nuclear power. So if the financial sanctions are something we can do right now, the shift away from reliance on Russian nuclear power, and we're talking about Russian fissile material, Russian expertise, Russian maintenance, getting away from reliance on Russian atoms is a long-term process. It could take many years. That's okay. Nuclear power is a complicated thing, but we must begin the process today to say, if you are in the West, if you are part of our rules-based society, you shouldn't be dependent on Russia to power your cities and your economies. And we should give a long enough runway for countries like Hungary and Europe, for example, or others who use Rosatom to power their nuclear plants. We should give them enough runway to diversify away from Russia, but that process must begin today.
I read from your reporting, in August, Hungary's nuclear regulator granted a license for construction of two new Russian-built reactors. Hungary's a member of the EU. Hungary's a member of NATO. And we're watching this happen. It's a cash cow for Russia.
That's absolutely right. No member of NATO should be reliant on Russia to power their economy. Right now, Hungary is. Overly so. And Russia has the ability to exploit that dependence for geopolitical purposes. That's why we must say, now's the time to make your choice. What side of the civilizational divide are you going to be on, Hungary? You're a member of our alliance. You're a member of the European Union. You're a friend of the United States. Diversify away from Russia, from Russian atoms and fuel.
One more, Peter. The energy story also includes oil. And there's a cap on what you can pay for a price of a barrel of oil. And it's generally understood that worldwide is paying attention to it. In fact, there's a discount in much of the oil being sold in India and China, I believe, I'm told. However, there is a debate about lowering that cap, making it more severe on Russia, taking even a smaller percentage of a barrel of oil. Why haven't we lowered the cap?
Because too many leaders in the West are too afraid of an oil spike. So remember, John, economic weapons can cut both ways. We can harm Russia, but now when we are sanctioning a country that's a major oil supplier, there's the possibility for economic blowback. But think about what we've done. We've imposed oil sanctions on Russia, and yet Russia has found a way around them. It's shipping its oil to India, where it's refined, and that refined oil and product is now being shipped back into Europe, fully in line and under and allowed by our current sanctions regime. That's wrong. So what we need to do, there's this cap. The G7, they came together and they said, if you're going to buy Russian oil, you have to pay less than this cap. But they haven't updated it as they promised. Russia is still making too much money from its oil exports, even to countries like India. And that's why we need to lower the amount of money that the Russians make off every barrel of crude. Do that, and we deny them the sinews of war.
I ask a simple formula. If we lower the cap, does that mean the price of gasoline goes up in NATO and the United States?
No, because the amount of oil on the world market stays the same. It does force Indian refiners, for example, to go to the Russians and say, hey, we're going to pay you less. We have to pay you less in order to stay under this cap. And in doing so, we create this inverse incentive for the Indian government, for the Indian refiners to tell the Russians, we need to give you less money. And that decline in revenue from oil squeezes the Russian war machine, and that must be the goal.
Final question, Peter, 30 seconds. Is there appetite in Washington for these three recommendations?
There is. In the most immediate time frame, the financial sanctions, the secondary sanctions, if you use that Russian alternative, I think there's huge appetite. I think this is a no-brainer. Congress can do this tomorrow, and they should. It's a bigger, tougher lift for oil sanctions, but the atomic side, the energy side, that's definitely something that there's a lot of support for. It is an idea whose time has come.
Peter Duran of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.